This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor, Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on News Radio WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Back on the show, I want to say good morning to Lee Colvin, Edward Jones financial advisor, joining us here in studio today. Good morning, sir.
How
you
doing?
It'd help if I turn your mic on, wouldn't it?
Right.
It's like this is the first time I've ever done this.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. You?
I am loving life.
Well, it's good to be loving life.
We're through those April showers and looking forward to some May flowers. So.
And you're through the tax season, too.
Through tax season. Boy, so glad we got through the 15th. Yes. It was a good time, but... being here on the 30th, looking forward to a beautiful May ahead.
Well, we are going to spend some time talking about term versus perm. Not that either one of us would know what a hair perm is anymore, but we'll figure out what term and perm is.
Might be a little different.
Yeah.
Might be a little different.
So I guess maybe introduce the topic for today.
Well, Brian, you know, the question is which one is right for you? And if you've been thinking about life insurance, oh yes, I said it, life insurance, especially if you have family, loved ones, or anyone who depends on you financially, you might be curious about the different kinds of policies that are available, and which one is right for you.
Well, that's what we're going to kind of talk about today. Two main categories, term and perm, or permanent. So we always like to shorten things in this world, don't we?
We do, don't we?
Acronyms and stuff. But so I think maybe we need to know what term and permanent is.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, just to hit a few highlights here, obviously we're not hitting on all insurance in this segment, but at least hitting on a few of these main categories. With term insurance, it's more of a pay-as-you-go option that covers a specific amount of time, usually 20 years or fewer. And term insurance benefits are paid to your beneficiaries free of federal income taxes if you pass away during the coverage period, but there's no opportunity to build cash value on the term insurance side of things. On the other hand, permanent insurance such as whole life or universal life, it's going to offer coverage for as long as you pay the premiums type of income or insurance. And in addition to providing a tax-free death benefit, it also offers a chance to build equity or cash value on a tax-deferred basis.
Well, the difference between term insurance and permanent insurance, or like whole life or universal life. So when we look at which type of insurance may be appropriate for us, we're going to talk about four things here that you need to consider. That would be cost, length of time, insurance is needed, investment preferences, and future insurability. So why don't we tackle cost first there, Lee?
So, Brian, with term insurance, it is generally affordable for most people, which is why it may be particularly suitable for parents and young adults who may be at the beginning of their careers. Permanent insurance, on the other hand, is typically more expensive, largely because it is meant to last for one's lifetime, and some of the premiums go toward building cash value in the policy and paying for other features. Generally, the younger and healthier you are when you purchase permanent insurance, the lower the rates may be.
Okay. Good to know there. So this is an interesting factor to consider, length of time the insurance is needed, because, you know, when we're talking about life, I mean, do we know a certain answer there? But I'm sure you're going to enlighten us with something here.
Well, you know, if you think that you'll only need life insurance for a certain period of time, then perhaps your children, you know, maybe perhaps until your children are grown, right? Then you might lean toward term insurance. So again, that's not technically, it's going to protect your life, but it's not going to cover your whole life. It's going to cover a term or set period of time. If you feel the need for life insurance for other goals throughout your lifetime, for whatever reason, you might have a specific, well, you know, honestly, to go along with the conversation that we had 2 weeks ago, right? If you have the need for life insurance for a purpose such as a special need, protecting for a special needs child, just like the Every Kid is a Hero event that we had, or perhaps you want to use your policy to help pay for retirement, or you wish to include the policy as part of your legacy and estate plans, then you may want to consider some type of permanent insurance that can go on longer or from a different period than just the term policy can.
Lee Colvin is here with us today, and we're talking about life insurance, term versus perm, which is right for you. Investment preferences is the next factor that we wanted to take a look at.
So, Brian, you may have heard the phrase buy term and invest the difference, right? Essentially, this just means that an investor could purchase low-cost term insurance and then invest the money that was saved by not getting permanent insurance, not spending the additional premium. This can be a valuable strategy in some situations, but people often don't actually invest the difference. In a permanent insurance policy, through the payment of premiums, this may result in a steady buildup of cash value or continued contributions to the policy's investment components. And with this, for more people, this discipline may be more helpful.
Okay. Good to know. And our final factor to consider when looking at which insurance is appropriate for your needs, future insurability.
That can be a tough one, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, if you have health issues, if your family has health issues, it could become difficult to get permanent insurance after you've reached the end of a term insurance policy. Some term insurance policies do offer the opportunity to convert to permanent coverage, usually without the need for a medical exam. But you could avoid this potential problem by purchasing permanent insurance when you are still young and potentially healthy.
Yeah. Good to know there. So several things to consider, and we just kind of, you know, brushed the surface here, but ultimately you've got to take these factors into consideration and others when you're deciding permanent versus term decisions like this.
You know, Brian, you also might benefit from consulting a financial professional, right? You can evaluate which type of insurance is most appropriate for your situation, but whether it's term or permanent, make sure that you have the coverage that you need to protect yourself and your loved ones. You know, Edward Jones is a licensed insurance producer in all states and Washington, D.C. through the Edward D. Jones and Company, and in California, New Mexico, Massachusetts through Edward Jones Insurance Agency of California. as well as the Edward Jones Insurance Agency of New Mexico, the agency of Massachusetts with Edward Jones, and the California insurance license. And you know, this is just a very hard conversation for me, because so many times when I bring it up, people say, oh, well, I'll worry about that later. When you know that that's not always the opportunity.
Right.
You know, as you know, with for us in my family, you know, it was a sudden moment case that came up that happened that we had to use my wife's life insurance. And you never know when those quick moments of life are going to go by in a flash.
Sure.
So... You know, while everybody would like to think of this as a I'll think about it later event, it's definitely something that everyone should think about. Not saying it's right, not saying it's appropriate, not saying that any one of these policies is the best policy for everybody. But we are saying, please take the time to sit down with a financial advisor. We would love to be the financial advisor to sit down with you, but at least sit down with someone who is licensed to go through this with you and help you and your family make the right and the best decision for you.
Well, I know between yourself and the other Edward Jones financial advisors here in Rutherford County, there's help just around the corner for anyone who would like to talk about this with their financial professional, or maybe they don't have someone that they trust. They could give you a call or any of the other folks here, right?
We would love for folks to reach out to us. We can talk to you, assess the type of needs that are going on in your life, and try to fit you with the right financial advisor that may be the best fit for you and your family.
Lee Colvin joining us today, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and appreciate you stopping in.
Thank you so much, Brian. We'll hope you have a great week.
You too. Lee Colvin joining us today here on Rutherford Issues, and that's going to wrap us up for today. Thank you so much for joining in. We'll see you back here next time.